Burnley have been relegated from the Premier League after they could not secure a win at Tottenham, which would have kept their hopes alive. The Clarets, who knew a draw or defeat meant they would no longer be able to catch fourth-bottom Nottingham Forest, took the lead when Jacob Brun-Larsen slid in a 25th-minute opener. The joy among the travelling fans was tempered 7 minutes later when Pedro Porro hammered in an equaliser. After dominating the second half without finding a way through, Spurs were finally rewarded when defender Mickey van de Ven burst forward and expertly slotted the winner into the bottom corner. The draw would have done few favours for fifth-place Tottenham, who needed a win to keep the pressure on Aston Villa in the race for the Champions League. Burnley are 5 points behind Forest with one game remaining, meaning they joined Sheffield United in making an instant return to the Championship. Spurs' Champions League dream still not over. For all the positives under Ange Postecoglou this season, a miserable run over the past month led to concern for Tottenham supporters. Four straight defeats severely damaged their team's hopes of finishing above Villa, and Postecoglou was hoping to avoid the ignominy of becoming the first Spurs boss to lose five on the bounce since Ossie Ardiles in 1994. The ease with which their team have leaked goals, conceding 13 times in the defeats by Newcastle, Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool, has been particularly alarming. Burnley, who arrived as the third lowest scorers in the league, were also able to find space in attacking areas and punished Spurs through Brun-Larsen's opener. But Tottenham eventually had enough quality to come through a stern test, even though they needed two defenders to provide the attacking spark. The fight back maintained Spurs' slim hopes of overhauling Villa. Tottenham know they must beat Manchester City and Sheffield United in their final two games, while hoping Unai Emery's side drop points against Liverpool and Crystal Palace. Gulf proves too big for company's Burnley. Having won the championship title at a canter last season, Burnley were hoping the dynamic and attacking style developed under Vincent Kompany would translate into success in the Premier League. The top flight is a different beast, however, and the gulf has proved too big for the Clarets. A young and inexperienced side has been punished by defensive mistakes and a failure to take the chances which they created. Burnley have particularly struggled against the leading sides, losing all 12 games against the current top six after defeat at Tottenham. Like the draws they claimed at Chelsea and Manchester United, Kompany's side were competitive against Spurs but did not have enough quality at either end to earn the win which they needed. Sloppy possession at the back invited on pressure, while rare chances for Wilson Odobert and Maxime Estive when it was still 1-1 were not taken. After relegation was confirmed, Burnley's dejected players applauded their travelling supporters who will be hoping their team can return at the first time of asking next season. Dear esteemed Lister, do us a favour. Be part of our global community by subscribing to our YouTube channel. Thank you.